Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Looking for some summer sizzle? Lumina Festival of the Arts celebrates its third season, July 12th through the 28th, with a dizzying array of theater, dance, film, music, performance poetry, and opera. Joining me to talk about this summer's production is Nancy King, Artistic Director of Opera Wilmington.
Great to be here, Rhonda. Thank you.
Thank you. How'd you decide on La Boheme?
Well, La Boheme has been a dream of ours for many years, but it takes the right combination of singers and conductors and orchestra people in order to put on such a big work. And so this is our sixth production for Opera Wilmington, and we figured the timing was right because we had spectacular singers this summer, and I can't wait for everybody to hear these people.
And I understand one is a UNCW alumna.
That's right. Mary Claire Curran, who's our Musetta in the production, was a voice student of mine for her undergraduate. She's since gone on to graduate work in voice and also is residing now in New York City.
Opera Wilmington is the only live, fully staged professional opera company in the area.
That's right. We started it and we're keeping it going. It's an exciting endeavor. It's tiring, but, you know, it's important for us to bring in a new generation of people into the love of opera. And we're out there throughout the year, but mainly in the summer doing our stage productions in order to sort of be the city's live opera experience.
So now tell me, you are now a resident company of UNCW.
That's correct. So a couple of years back, we joined forces with the university. I will just say that doesn't mean that we are supported exclusively financially by the university. We are still our own 501c3, and we raise our own monies and write our own grants and all that kind of stuff. But they provide some extra assistance and support for us on the campus. And it's an exciting opportunity to not just be the anchor for the Lumina Festival, but also to be the resident opera company during the year. Some of you may have noticed that we do an opera. It's an exploring opera. We call it an opera symposium, which brings in big name talent and also reaches out into the community by doing what we call public musicology, presenting things for people who have an interest in exploring opera.
Any hints for next year's?
Oh, no. You have to come to La Boheme so that you can look in the program and see what next year is going to be. I will say we do actually tell you in the production, but we want you to buy a ticket for La Boheme first.
Let's talk about the dates.
Shockingly enough, we go up in less than 2 weeks. So July 19, 21, 26, and 28. And there's two matinee performances on the Sundays. They start at 3 p.m. and then two Friday evenings. And that starts at 7 p.m.
And how large is the cast?
The cast right now is probably, when you add in the chorus and the children's chorus, we're topping out probably around 60 people. We've got all different kinds of singers, some Wilmington singers who are participating in the production, and then we've got our leads, Jamisa Yarbrough, who comes to us via School for the Arts and lives now in Chapel Hill, I think, and then Johnny Kaufman, who's singing Rodolfo, comes to us from Charlotte. So we're trying to use singers that are either based in North Carolina or have an affiliation with the university. We like to promote North Carolinians.
Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Nancy King, Artistic Director of Opera Wilmington, about this upcoming production of La Boheme.
That's right. And you can look for more information. It's on our website, which is www.operawilmington.org.
And let's talk just a bit about this masterpiece, Puccini's masterpiece of Love and Loss.
I think people coming to it will still feel a sense of excitement and hope. You know, this sort of romance they see blossoming in Act One all the way to the end. These are timeless themes that we hear. And I have to say, the opera camp kids that we did 2 weeks of training for them to be in the children's chorus, they got this story up one side and down the other. And I can guarantee you, if those kids understand it, everybody will have the same kind of an experience when they come hear this music live. It is powerful.
Well, thank you again, Nancy King, Artistic Director of Opera Wilmington, joining us on WHQR. Other Lumina highlights include Lost Love Song featuring Rhiannon Giddens, John Jeremiah Sullivan, and Regina Carter, Courtney Johnson's Moons Exhibition, and lots of summer jazz. For more information, log on to uncw.edu/arts. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.